This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel's defense minister said Wednesday that aid coming into Gaza by sea will benefit the Palestinian civilians in Gaza and not Hamas. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant on Wednesday monitored preparations for the maritime corridor that will provide humanitarian aid access to Gaza. The humanitarian issue that will soon be on the agenda, surrounded the expected arrival of vessels, is a central issue in order to allow supply to the civilians and not to Hamas. The foreign minister of Cyprus also said Wednesday the U.S. initiative to build a pier off Gaza will eventually be folded into the currently running Cyprus-Gaza maritime corridor. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Israel, meanwhile, plans to tell 1.4 million Palestinians displaced in the southern city of Rafah to seek shelter in central Gaza ahead of a planned military offensive into the south. Chief Military Spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said Wednesday that civilians will be directed toward humanitarian islands that will provide temporary housing, food, water, and other necessities. Israel says Hamas maintains 4 battalions in Rafah that it wants to destroy. Humanitarian groups fear a military offensive into the densely crowded area would be a catastrophe. Most of Gaza's 2.3 million people have been forced from their homes since Israel launched its war against Hamas in response to the militant group's deadly raid on southern Israeli communities last October 7th. The United Nations says a quarter of Gaza's population is starving. International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. This is VOA News. Officials in a Russian region bordering Ukraine said Thursday that one person was killed and several others injured by a Ukrainian drone attack. The regional governor of Belgorod said preliminary information indicated a man in a car was killed in the attack, while several other people were injured. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry said it destroyed 15 Ukrainian drones and 8 missiles. The Russian defense ministry said it intercepted 12 of the drones over the Belgorod region and 3 others over the Kursk region of western Russia. China is denouncing Wednesday's vote by U.S. lawmakers to ban TikTok unless it severs ties with its Chinese parent company. The bipartisan bill was easily approved in the U.S. House of Representatives by a vote of 352-65. Allegations of subservience to China's ruling Communist Party by parent company ByteDance has fueled concern in Western capitals about the short video app. A spokesman for China's Commerce Ministry says House lawmakers who approved the bill used the logic of a bandit during a press briefing in Beijing Thursday. The measure now moves on to the U.S. Senate, where it faces a more uncertain path. Some senators favor a different approach to regulating foreign-owned apps, posing security concerns. Japanese media reports this week say rival automakers Nissan and Honda could be set to join forces. Here's a Reuters correspondent, Julian Satterwhite.
Nissan and Honda may both feel a need to act. They've been losing market share in China, the world's biggest car market. That's amid mounting pressure from local rivals like BYD. The Nikkei says they may have to cut production there as a result. It says the pair could now share vehicle powertrains and cooperate on parts procurement. The collaboration could reportedly extend to batteries and even joint development of new EVs.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russian-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. We also shine a light on humanitarian crises and the ongoing ramifications of the climate crisis on the world's population. That's Flashpoint Global Crises, your source for understanding the critical issues shaping our world and the people at the heart of these crises. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. And remember to download our VOA News app. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.